This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. One of the Americans who won a medal in London has already come home to New York City. Swimmer Leah Neal was part of the women's 4x100 relay team. She received a hero's welcome when she made an appearance today, a bronze medal around her neck, at Asphalt Green, the Parks Department's pool on the Upper East Side where she trains.
Kids waving tiny American flags and holding paper and tin foil Olympic torches packed into the bleachers surrounding the steamy Asphalt Green 50-meter swimming pool.
And now, let's give our biggest, loudest Asphalt Green welcome to Olympic bronze medalist Leah Neal, accompanied by our city's biggest champion.
17-year-old Leah Neal entered the pool deck with Mayor Bloomberg at her side.
Isn't it great to have a hometown hero? And Leah was just incredible in London. She swam the leg of the 4x100 in a spectacular 54.56 seconds, a personal best. I don't think I could bike 100 meters in that time.
Neal, a sprinter, has been setting records at the Asphalt Green pool since she was 10 years old. She said, surprisingly, she wasn't nervous right before performing on the world stage.
I was just so ready to race. I've been waiting for so long, and like this is the time to finally give it everything.
Neal says she's been training intensely for about a year and a half. She swims 9 times a week, which means sometimes swimming twice a day. When asked if she's missed out on being a teenager, she smiled and said,
I guess I do hear about things that other teenagers who don't swim, like what they do and how much free time they have, but I'm fine with what I have. I mean, I have a bronze Olympic medal around my neck.
The athlete says she does try to eat healthy, but she's not on any strict diet, especially not after racing.
The thing that everyone was looking forward to after their swims was going to that McDonald's in the dining hall. So, yeah, I had some fries. And
besides being feted by politicians, Neal, who is half black and half Chinese, has also gotten the attention of celebrities, such as fellow Brooklynite Spike Lee. And a tweet from Mike Tyson especially impressed her fellow Olympian teammates. But for Neal, the most important people are her parents. She credited her mother for taking her to swim practices, swim meets, and for encouraging her when she ran out of steam.
I don't even know if I'll be swimming if it weren't for her.
And when asked if she had any words for her parents, her emotions took over.
They don't know how much they mean to me, and
it's okay.
Hiding down the hall, far away from the TV cameras and microphones, was Sue Neal, Leah's Chinese-born mother, who simply said she was happy her daughter was able to achieve her Olympic dream.
I'm like a little emotion, like almost have tears coming out of my eye, but that's all about it, yeah. But I'm very happy for her. Thank you.
For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.